your lane is bleeding gold and you don't even know it. Most players who pick up a position 4 hero treat the role like a babysitter. Stand near the carry, throw a spell, back off. That passive approach hands the enemy free farm every single minute. The position 4, the soft support, is something fundamentally different. You are the chaos architect of the early game. Your job is to create problems faster than the enemy can solve them, and the laning phase is where that starts. Here is the counterintuitive truth. Your HP bar and your mana pool are not survival stats. They are currencies. Spend them aggressively to buy your team advantages, then recover. A soft support who dies after forcing 2 enemy salves and a town portal scroll has made a profitable trade. Now, the mechanics of winning trades come down to one concept most beginners ignore entirely: creep aggro manipulation. Lane creeps have an aggro acquisition range of exactly 500 units, with a 3-second cooldown before they reacquire a new target. That means you can attack an enemy hero, duck behind a tree, and the creeps that turn to hit you will reset their aggro, leaving your own creeps untouched. Think of it like a boxer who throws a jab and steps out of range before the counter lands. You deal damage, you take none from the wave. Done correctly, this forces the enemy carry to either take free hits from you or back away and lose last hits. Both outcomes are wins for your team. The key idea is that the trees are not just obstacles, they are your weapon. The key idea that separates good position 4 players from great ones is resource denial through pulling. The hard camp pull is your most powerful tool for controlling lane equilibrium. Pulling the large neutral camp into your lane creeps, timed around the 18-second or 48-second mark of each minute depending on your hero's movement speed, removes an entire wave of enemy experience and gold. The enemy carry suddenly has nothing to hit. Your own carry gets a safer lane. And you, A, have spent 0 resources to make it happen. For example, a bounty hunter or an earth spirit can pull the hard camp, immediately transition into a stack on another camp, and return to lane with the enemy carry sitting at half health from a single trade. That sequence takes under 90 seconds and completely shifts lane momentum. Rune control is the other lever you must pull. Water runes spawn at the 2-minute and 4-minute marks at both power rune locations, giving your mid laner HP and mana restoration at critical moments. Contesting those runes, or at minimum securing them for your mid, is a direct rotation that costs you almost nothing. Then there is the Wisdom rune, which spawns every 7 minutes, starting at exactly the 7-minute mark. That rune delivers a significant experience boost. Enemy position 4 players will contest it. You should too. Remember, experience is the one resource a soft support can accumulate without touching farm. Winning the Wisdom rune at 7 minutes can push you into a level advantage that unlocks a rotation to mid or a smoke gank before the enemy team expects pressure. That timing window, right around 7 minutes, is one of the clearest signals that your laning phase is transitioning into something bigger. The takeaway from everything here is this: effective soft support play in the laning phase is a constant balancing act between aggression and resource denial. You harass the enemy carry using creep aggro mechanics to avoid punishment. You pull the hard camp to starve their wave. You contest runes to fuel your mid laner and yourself. And you treat every point of HP and mana as a tactical investment, not a safety buffer to hoard. A, the moment you stop thinking of yourself as a passive lane presence and start thinking like a chaos architect, someone who controls what resources the enemy can even access, your impact on the game changes completely. The laning phase does not end when you leave the lane. It ends when you have already decided who wins the mid game.